talked so much this season, guys going to the net and getting pucks and funneling pucks to the net. Do you feel like your message is starting to sink in now?
Well, I thought we had more consistency with it. I thought, you know, you look at the goals that were scored, a good chunk of them were having some traffic in front of their goaltender and not on the perimeter and being able to find lanes to get it to the front of the net. And the biggest part of that is they were rewarded for it. So, yes, nice to see the guys have some success with that.
And your power play kind of follows the first time in seven games you've scored. And a lot of the same type of goals, just gritty type goals.
Yeah, the biggest thing, you have the pieces in place with your power play and guys learning some positions and getting a feel for how the pro level, how they kill. And we thought a 5-on-5 mentality with, you got to make sure when those shots come through that you're working to get those pucks back on your stick. And whenever you do have them, if there isn't a play to be made, let's make sure we're getting it to the front of the net and have those net front traffic and in place and make sure you have numbers on the puck. So we've done that in spurts for the majority of the season. Obviously the power play last game wasn't where we needed to be, but for the most part here tonight, we thought it took some strides in the right direction. Doesn't mean it's fixed, but still, it took some strides.
Sorry, how did Adam Lowry do tonight?
I thought Adam was really good. I thought, he came in, had a chance to meet with him before the game, have a history with the player for quite a while in St. John's. Adam's a bright young man with a bright future ahead of him. This will be a blip when he looks down the road in his career with what's taking place here. So it's a chance for him to play lots of minutes, get a feel for the game again, but real positive, and I thought he was excellent tonight.
Aside from Lowry, whose play stood out for you tonight?
It would be a long list for me right now. It would be a long list. I thought all of our lines were real strong. I thought our defensemen did their job well and got pucks up to the forwards. So a real strong game top to bottom. We're very aware that it's one game. There's still some errors. I thought in the second period they pressured us pretty hard, and we spent longer, a larger amount of time in our own zone than we would have liked. So we have to make sure we get that fixed. But a step in the right direction here.
Five goals in a game for the first time this year. What's this going to do for the confidence, and is it about time for you guys to get this done?
I think both. I think you're going to gain confidence out of it. Those individual, those offensive-minded players are going to feel better about their game. Obviously, guys are put in offensive positions for a reason, but the confidence, you hope that builds, and just overall as a group is, again, feeling good about themselves as a whole. Anytime you're able to score goals and get a win, it's really brings a group together.
And back to Adam, how did he compliment his line mates when they look at Scott and Joel?
Well, I thought obviously we started with the puck more. Very good on faceoffs. Big body guy that creates separation in the offensive zone and the speed that now he comes down with. He's at that NHL level with the speed that he practices at and plays. So that added to that line also. You got some good shooters there with Joel Armia and Kaz on the other side there also, and a guy that can get the puck to him.
Adam mentioned you guys spoke before the game, which is natural, but after a day like he's had today, what did you communicate to him to work on or to accomplish in his time with your team?
Well, the biggest thing is giving him a pat on the back and almost a hug and saying it's okay, it's going to be all right. We've seen this in the past. This happens, the guys get sent down, and it's just about finding his game, or not only just finding it, it's obviously it's been good in spurts, but just getting the consistency back to where it's been before. And you have to enjoy this time down here also. There's obviously at the American Hockey League level, there's a little bit less pressure, and try to enjoy yourself here also. So it's, like I said, I have a history with Adam, a really good history. And he's an excellent player, and I thought he was all that tonight.
What did Hitchin coming back do for your power play tonight?
It gave us a shot from the point. It gave us somebody moving the puck up ice that was able to help on breakouts, and a guy that sees the ice well from the blue line to find lanes. So he's a strong power play defenseman, and anytime you're missing a piece like that, it's hard to fill. But he gave us a nice element that we need on that power play.
And Kostelec is out tonight. What have you not seen from him, or what went into that?
Just consistency with Kostelec. Just he's a young guy still figuring out the game here, so just being more consistent.
Nick Batan's a really creative player for you guys. Are you keeping a running tally of the number of spinning forehand passes he's making, or do you just kind of, take the good with the bad?
You know what? There's a give and take with offensive players like Nick. When you talk about that spin play, do I hate that spin play? If he scores on that goal, we're probably not, we're not looking at it from a negative point of view. I thought Nick, where his game has come from the start of the year to where it is now, I think he's playing more of a pro-style game. And there's points during the game that players like Nick can make plays like that. So you got to be careful not to take that away from him.